Today, who do you know who has never ever flown in an airplane? Or who has never ever seen one fly? Today, who still holds doubts that airplanes really can fly? Now, rather than question the Wright brothers' sanity, we might laugh in jest and incredulity at anyone who still doubts that planes can fly. It is they, not the brothers, whom we might label insane. Our egos, as they currently exist, they need proof. Proof that God's voice, spoken direct to us via our intuition, it is safe, it is secure, it is trustworthy, and it is wiser than anything that we ourselves could think. And as we discern our cues, as we bring to fruition our intuition, we track our personal successes. For this is our proof. The most rock solid of all evidence ever born in human experience is our own experience and no one else's. This is why you must not rely on me to bestow on you your proof. For your proof is your proof. This is its point. You still doubt me. You have for millennia. I do not doubt me. I know I am true. So what? What exists that you can truly trust? There is only one thing in the entire universe. It is your own direct experience. So lean not on me. I merely show the way. It is you, not me, who follows in my wake. To follow me, you must follow you. You must follow your own cues, your own intuition. For yours is not mine. It cannot be mine. For the leader of a path does receive different cues. You can never access my cues, my dear. They are safe kept entirely for me. And your cues, too, they are safe kept, for they are precious, because they are for you. If you do not act on them, my sail, my parachute, that which sails your airborne, it cannot fly. I do need you, just as you need me. I need of you to follow your cues. For when you do, my sail, it flies. And when my sail, it flies, I then can lead you. This is the sacred sequence. It is not linear. I repeat, it is not linear. For if you wait for me to you prove, my sail will not lift. You would have no proof. What would be the macabre point in this? It would simply be your little ego self being obstinate, a coward. You must now cultivate your courage to follow your cues, your own intuition. For as you do, we all, repeat, all fly home. This is how important you are. Without you and your cues, we cannot fly home. Everyone is an integral piece in this divine jigsaw. So follow your cues, I do beseech you. Ariel, she demonstrates how. She is a mortal human still for a little while longer. Do not wait. She will not be here for long. While you still can see her, while you still can hear her, while you still can feel her, follow her lead. For I am above her. This is how I lead her. It is I whom you follow as you follow her. It is I whom you follow as you follow her. How can you know this with absolute certainty? Listen to your inner guidance. Discern its light. Then step forth gently, just as I once did. You may be surprised just how easy this is. And as you step forward out into the light, for this light is in you, and it is very bright, you will know inside of yourself, in your very own flesh, that I am. When evidence of God's truth, it begins to arise in you, you will never experience yourself again in the former ways. For this direct experience that God's voice to you is real, this is worth its weight in gold. For when proof it is in you, there is no room left for doubt. You may grieve doubt as it vanishes from you, It has been your companion throughout all of time. So grieve it completely as it passes from you. Grieve doubt completely as it dies. There is one physics metaphor that may be very helpful for you to hold now in your mind. It is this, displacement theory. This is a simple principle in physics, and thus it illustrates this brilliantly. Take a vase, any glass container that you can see through ideally, and fill it to the brim with water or any liquid substance. Then drop any object into this vase. What do you notice? The exact same volume of liquid as the object, it is displaced. It emerges out from the vase. It splashes upwards, thrown out of the container. It does this. It must do this. It is involuntary. It is a rule of physics. It must vacate the exact same volume of space to make room for the object that has been placed in it. As you apply your comprehension of this principle proactively, you will discover this. When you do bring evidence of intuition's brilliance actively into your body, your house, for this your body and your consciousness, as well, most inclusively, as your dear heart, as you do bring evidence into your own experience, you displace your ego's doubt. Listen to these words again. Read them over and over again until what they are saying penetrates your mind. For love, it displaces doubt. It is the only force that can. And love, it is your embodied evidence that God exists and that God is love. For only in your body can you ever know this truth. For your heart, it does recognize the vibrational pulse of God's voice. Yes, your heart, nothing else can remember God's voice. This is Om, the primordial sound, the sound via which God created all life. Yes, Om is the vibration that created all life. And so feel in your heart, my friend, for not I am there. There inside your heart, my friend, yes, you will find me. Yes, there in your heart, you will find me. Fear not, there you will find me. As you fill yourself with trust, your ego, it no longer has room for doubt. I am a walking example of this. Trust displaces doubt. As you observe, as you begin to notice the glorious manifestation of benevolent changes in and around you as a direct result of you heeding your intuition, your own personal ego, it will begin to allow you to notice intuition's presence, and it will allow you to discern its benevolence, and thus it will eagerly begin to ask for more. With this great cosmic mastery, the holographic mother of all our egos, this master blueprint ego, the collective intelligence, the patterning that directs all separate egos, it will also begin to trust. As you begin to glimpse the magnificence of this pure perfection and of how you trusting your intuition influences the well-being of the entire whole, plus the acceleration into trust of others' egos in heeding their intuition, you may begin to feel a motivation so strong it compels you from pure love, an inborn excitement, a long-awaited calling, a call to our reunion in the house of God. You, I guarantee this, for I can guarantee this. You will experience love, light, and laughter to a degree that you have never, ever felt before as an incarnate human being. Yes, you do know this. You have once experienced this once prior to taking your oath here in form. For I share this oath with you. It is the oath that we did all swear to forget and to awaken, to lead all energy home. To lead all energy home.